off. You son of a... This is my seeking, you son of a bitch. This motherfucker
amazing.
Right here. The audacity. This is my show today.
I gotta earn
the
my
gall
points
and
in
the goddamn gumption.
Thank you very much.
The caucasity of this bitch.
Got a half a fucking set. Whoa.
That was brilliant. That was perfect. I'm here for it.
Telling you, I gotta earn those points in and out of character.
Yeah, and you're getting a lane into Jesse mode.
Angry. Good. There you go. I'll shut up now. For real.
All right. Well, here the fuck we are, at long last, for Jesse's seeking. And I will say this again, even though I said it last night in session, I said it at the beginning of the other seeking, and I will say it at the beginning of every seeking. Provided you succeed your seeking and hit Arate 4, you get your affinity sphere at sphere 4 for free without spending XP. Any other spheres you want to get to 4, you have to pay for, obviously. But so, in terms of the timeline, this one I can actually tell you exactly when this is happening. Early in the morning on November the 3rd. So just to recap a little bit, this is after the plague arc has basically wrapped. You guys have returned to Kirkland. This would be Jesse waking up in the morning of the day after they went and dealt with the bodies. And spoiler for anyone who hasn't listened to the last episode, Jesse got a little piece of her memories rearranged. Just so you have the context for where you are. With Chase and Naomi,
for our listeners.
With Chase and Naomi, it was more, this is gonna happen, but I'll figure out where it lands in the timeline. For you, I can place it properly in the timeline. This is a direct continuation. So, Jesse awakens the day after, relatively early in the morning, not anything super out of the ordinary. Lachlan is an early riser, so Jesse is now too, more or less, kind of how that goes. But thanks to, at least in part, to Chase being the wiggliest mind mage, you don't have nightmares about it and actually rest tonight.
Hell yeah.
Waking up to more or less the sunrise. Outside, the snow has mostly faded away. There's a thin layer of slush on the ground, and in places where it's shady, there's a couple inches intact. Temperature hovers a little above freezing, so it's going away, but not in a hurry to do so. But you're not trudging your way through a couple feet of snow. In a typical morning for Jesse and Lachlan, tea and coffee is had on the porch before anyone gets ready to set off for their day. And Lachlan, afterwards, excuses himself to head into town and head to the clinic and check in on things there. While Jesse prepares herself for some time around the house before going off to catch up with the crew and kind of debrief after everything that they just went through and see what is on the agenda following. But as Jesse steps into the garden around the house, a now familiar sight presents itself to her eyeballs. The large, all-black wolf is standing at the tree line and looking at you.
Freeze.
Expectantly.
Luca? She's going to take a single step back, not but take her eyes off of this fucking wolf. And with every time she calls for her brother, she's going to get a little bit louder.
Screech!
Luca very groggily emerges from the house. There's reasons for this that we'll get into later, but more groggily than just I just got yelled out of bed. And more or less doesn't register that he's shirtless and just in boxers when he comes through the door.
Whatever.
Oh, what the fuck? Why are you yelling? It's early.
What the fuck do you mean, what? You don't see this thing right in front of me?
No.
Panic.
He kind of rubs his eyes and squints. What?
It's right there. It's what, are you blind first thing in the morning? It's right fucking there.
Are you on drugs? There's nothing there, Jesse. Or if it's there, it's I don't know. It's mage stuff. There's nothing there, bud.
What? She's gonna like bra hands. What am I supposed to do? It's a fucking wolf. If you keep what am I supposed to do? I can't look away from it. What if it fucking kills me?
You've seen it a couple times, right?
Well, yeah, I'm never this close.
Has it tried to eat you yet?
No.
Okay. Well, it's not a spirit thing, or I would see it. There's not an actual wolf standing there, so that's me fresh out of ideas. Pet it, maybe? I don't know. I'm going back to bed. And he does.
Okay, fine, thanks for the help.
Wolf sits and cocks its head at you.
What the fuck? What's your name? Who are you?
It stands up and walks into the woods. Slowly. Gets about 5 paces in and looks over its shoulder like, are you following me yet?
You know, Jesus. She's gonna groan and run a hand through her hair and go, I'm gonna fucking die today.
Maybe.
And follow.
Okay. Once it sees that you are, in fact, following it, it continues into the woods. It's weird following this thing, because it doesn't seem to fully be bound to laws of physics. Brambles and shit that get in your way doesn't get in its way, so it's just going. After the first look back to make sure you were there, it doesn't look back again. It just assumes you're going to continue following it. But it's a little infuriating, because this thing walks straight through bushes, and you have to push your way through to keep up.
Okay, well, knowing Jesse, this is gonna happen. She's going, hey, can you fucking slow? I look. Can you slow down? Just shoving Bramble out of the way. I can't face through shit like you. Can you get fucking?
It doesn't.
Jesus Christ.
It leads you on this little expedition for a good 15 minutes before vanishing from sight.
Oh, Jesus, I knew it. Okay, I'm fucking turning around.
I wouldn't.
Oh, God. Also, now you talk?
Come forward.
Well, what?
Antagonistic. That's fun. Well, I could fuck off and leave you here.
You ain't giving me... What the fuck? You have given me nothing other than being kind of fucking spooky. If this is even the fucking wolf I'm talking to, can I get a couple of answers before I start just following more of what you're telling me? I've already followed you into the middle of the fucking woods. Can I get a little bit of a trade?
Good. Asking questions is how it all starts. Your friends have taught you what an avatar is by now, right?
Oh. Okay. A little bit, yeah.
Well, that's
so
me.
That's what you are? Okay. Okay.
Come, have a seat. Let's talk.
Fine. She pulls up.
When you step that last step forward, you find yourself in a clearing in the woods. Not a large one and not especially clear. It's just enough space to clearly see your surroundings. And there are two stumps in the middle of it. One of which has a person sitting on it now. In lieu of a wolf. But you know, kind of instinctively, that's the wolf. He's wearing a black t-shirt, blue jeans, kind of shaggy black hair. And he
looks like a Mort.
Really, he looks really fucking Morty. He doesn't look like anyone that you know from the family, but he definitely could be a lost cousin. He looks real, real Morty about it.
Did you pick this shape, or is this you all the time?
Yes and no. Both. Neither.
Appealing to my sense of family, I see. She plops down on the stump. All right, so what's your name? You know shit about me, I don't know shit about you.
You know, my last mage gave me a name.
Well, you don't got your own name?
Names have power, if nothing else. What someone chooses to call you has power in itself. You learn a lot about someone from what they choose to call you. My last mage called me Nikolai, which I always found kind of boring, but you can stick to that if you like, or pick one of your own. You're stuck with me, so.
You prefer Nikolai or Nikki? Okay. What about Nikki? You do Nikki? Does he actually laugh at that?
He does.
Okay, then Jesse will also laugh.
Maybe we stick with Nikolai.
All right, fair enough.
So. We finally meet.
Yeah, where the hell you been?
Around.
Everyone talks about theirs like this fucking vital, and I just been doing magic. I didn't even know I fucking had one. And now there's a wolf. That looks like he could be my brother. Sitting on a stump. So why ain't you been here sooner? You just been letting me do all this shit on my own. Why?
That's a stretch. I've been here. Just, you needed the right push to get it. Some people's avatars are much more obvious. That one friend of yours with the bird. But some people never meet their avatar, even though they do magic all their lives. So I guess the real point here is maybe just be happy that I'm finally here.
Well, in that case, thank you for showing up.
Yeah. So, Jesse, do you know what an avatar does? Like, really does? The point, as it were.
She's going to give him a stare that says, you know I don't.
I mean, I have to ask. Polite conversation.
Do you? You've been around.
Shrug. All right. Less polite conversation, then.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job to get you, hopefully, to ascension. For both of us. Failing that, it's my job to walk you through the world of magic and get you as far as you can go. You are not my first mage. If we're really lucky, you might be my last. We'll see. Ascension is tricky.
I don't even know what that fucking means, but okay.
That's probably a conversation for another time. But maybe ask that wiggly mind slut friend of yours and he can explain better. Suffice to say, there are higher planes of existence. And if you become accomplished enough of a mage and accomplished enough of a person, you get there. And you stop reincarnating. Because that's a thing, if no one's told you that yet. You've been on this wheel before. Nothing? Yeah. That's a big one. I hear a potato.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. She's adorable. You're fine.
Hanging out with mom while she does her cooking.
Uh-oh. Well, that's ominous. Okay, sorry. Yeah, let's keep going.
What did she say?
She went, uh-oh.
Amazing. So, remains to be seen if this will be your last trip around the wheel. It's really up to you. And me to guide things along. Maybe. We'll worry about that later. He stands up. All right. Time to go for a little bit more of a walk.
Okay. She gets up, like, kind of visibly processing what he has been saying. Because, like, obviously she did not start this journey believing in reincarnation, and now her wolf brother, new brother, is telling her that it's real.
Yeah. You follow him a couple steps into the woods. And very suddenly are somewhere else. It's not immediately clear to you exactly if this is the magical version of, like, really tripping balls, some kind of magical VR, or if you just straight up teleported somewhere.
How does it feel compared to the trip she went on after eating too much fucking fey food?
You're not seeing the dreaming leak into the real world. It's Your immediate surface perception is that you are just somewhere else. And that somewhere else is back on the beach in a place that you used to fish when you needed to get away from the 7,000 Mortadellos in your family house.
Oh, shit. I'm on the lake. She's going to light up. Sorry, I'm across the room now. Lily is demanding a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm sorry. My microphone is attached to my desk. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
She's going to light up a little bit and go, oh, shit. We in Jersey?
Your memory of it, maybe. And you realize that Nikolai has already cast a line into the water. And has a second fishing pole stuck in the ground next to him.
Zero hesitation. Grab that pole.
Grab that pole.
Grab that pole. You should have seen the dance I just did. It's amazing. I'm so glad I'm alone right now.
I visualized it well enough. All right. And it just kind of continues like that for a moment. He doesn't say anything else. Just kind of casting the line, calling the line back to himself, casting it out again. And just kind of lets you fish for a moment.
You know what? Okay, how long is a moment? Because depending on how long they're there, Jesse might have something to say.
A few minutes. Definitely long enough for you to say something if you'd like.
Okay, well, after like a couple minutes of nice, peaceful fishing, she's gonna like mumble, like pulling in the reel, and she's gonna cast it back out. And as she's casting it out, she's gonna say, "Oh, sorry, I was being a fucking bitch earlier. I'm just this whole damn thing. I'm just everything is locked right now."
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you've been thinking about it, it's just, you don't know who you can trust. I didn't even know if you were, like, somebody out to get me or what. Like, everything is so different now.
Yeah, dinosaurs, run!
Let's go back to the living room, okay? Yeah, peanut butter and jelly dinosaurs. Thank you. Okay.
Freaking adorable. He kind of gives you a look, a very Luca-esque side eye, and tosses his line back out again. Let's talk about that.
What about it?
Well, was it really me you were angry at? Or was I just the convenient target for the moment?
I mean, if we're being fucking real, there is frustration that I've been fucking floundering, trying to figure shit out. But it's probably just like the compounding stress of the end of the fucking world. And, you know, when I got an entire house full of family members that I'm not in the same house as anymore, that I gotta keep safe and... And we got a crew, and I got a fucking a crazy bitch in my head, and the one that's not me, extra crazy bitch in my head. And I don't know, everything is fucking hard, and it makes me mad.
And what about Ma?
What about her? Jaw clenches a little bit.
See, there it is. Mad at her too, right?
I feel like I have a right to be.
Do you?
Yeah.
So, Jesse.
Hmm.
Is it really that you're mad at Ma? Or is it deep down that you're afraid? She didn't tell you about magic because she saw some of the same things in you and Vinny. Because she never told him either.
He didn't even have magic, did he? And I mean, I don't know, maybe. I didn't do any of it the same way that Vinny did, though. Like, I could have been, if either of us had known, what if it could have been different? What if I could have saved him? If I had just had more time, like, look at how much I've been able to do in a couple of months of knowing. Like, imagine if I had been able to start when I, you know, when I first set the fucking Wii on fire. If I had started getting training then, imagine if he could have still been here. Maybe it never would have happened, or maybe I could have seen this and I could have done something to change it. And yeah, I'm mad at her.
See, there's the rub. And that's something to study and something we'll talk about today. Changing things, altering fate. You talk about it in an abstract concept, but it's more real than you realize. But there are consequences. Every roll of the dice, every flap of a butterfly's wing, what you change in front of you may change something else in the time stream, and you don't know how. If you had known all about your magic sooner, would you have been seduced by the same madness that drove Vinny? Would you have been here? Would you have ended up here where you are now with the people that you are now? Would you have been in the same position to save the ones that you care about? Can't know, can you?
I mean, I can make an educated guess.
I think deep down, you know. You and Vinny were always the two most alike to each other.
She's gonna let out a long exhale and put her head in her hands.
Yeah. So maybe, just maybe, instead of continuing to stew on what didn't happen and what Ma didn't say and didn't do, we accept that particular string of fate brought everything here. To Lachlan, to Kirkland, to your little posse. And there's really no telling where we would be, or if we would be, if it had gone differently.
She's gonna shake her head and scoff and, sit back up.
This is the part your friends probably didn't teach you about avatars. He grins a little bit and looks a lot like Emil when he does. We're... call it an internal therapist sometimes. Growing as a mage also means growing as a person. For good or ill. I mean, it could be worse. I could be in here encouraging you to lean into that firebug nature of yours and see where it takes you.
Yeah, you don't need any help with that. Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, but any excuse I get, I gotta do fucking fire about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Think about that.
What are you just gonna teach me about fucking luck instead? What is that? My magic is luck? I ain't barely done shit with luck.
Fate. No, you haven't. But it's in your blood. He sticks the fishing pole in the sand. Alright. These will be here when you want them again. Come on.
He starts
to walk up the shoreline.
And follow behind him.
What you get after a few paces of following him is more distinctly trippy than what happened before. This is a little closer to tripping fairy balls. You have this feeling and this perception of being everywhere and nowhere. And you're looking down on the world that was before the change. Your most immediate perception is a bustling city street. And you hear Nikolai speak up again. What do you see, Jesse?
She's like a little shell-shocked, actually. It's been so long since she's seen like real civilization like this. I see the way things used to be, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot how busy it was.
Look a little closer. And he kind of mimes rubbing his eyeballs like you do for some of your stuff.
Okay. Okay. I assume this is like that he's wanting an entropy vision.
Yeah.
Okay. 368. Rubby rub.
Okay. Each of the people that you see walking below you has a little thread coming off of them. All colors of the rainbow, all materials, some of them look like actual thread, some of them look like spun gossamer, some look like metal, silk, you name it. And as each person passes by another, they briefly intertwine and go on their way. A few people walking together, a couple holding hands, two people in a heated argument. Their strings are a little bit more entwined with each other. And as they touch, some of them blend into each other, where someone with a blue and someone with red string their strings become purple. And you kind of watch some of those through a much longer period of time than you know is possible, and see them merge and diverge and split and not be the same after they've split. Little strings of fate connecting everyone below in varying degrees.
Hmm. Like a web.
Yep. Fate is weird, but it is the basis of understanding entropy. It shifts, it changes. At your most basic knowledge, you are seeing strings of fate without knowing it. Predicting where the fish would be, or what certain actions, how certain actions would affect the timeline. But with enough focus, training, and understanding, you can begin to play these strings like an instrument and alter those patterns of fate.
You said this runs in my blood. Well, Ma did this?
To an extent.
Wait, is that why the business did so well? Are you fucking... Okay.
Now you're starting to get it. Imagine, not that this is a thing anymore, but imagine what someone could do with the ability to rig fate on the stock market. Making an investment you know can't fail. But it gets deeper than that. He points kind of down into the crowd walking below. And there's a guy strolling through the middle of the crowd in a black suit. And basically gets shoulder checked by a doofus not paying attention to where he's going. And kind of yells at him for a minute before he keeps walking. And the guy in the black suit stops, turns, takes a look, a hard look at the guy as he walks away from him. And just kind of squints a little bit. And the shiny white string of fate coming off of the back of that dude, the rude shoulder-checking douchebag, turns a little gray. And the guy in the suit keeps walking.
What was that?
That guy got hit by a bus a couple days later.
Holy shit, did he fucking curse him?
Sure did. Curses and blessings are also a part of entropy.
Blessings, huh?
Hmm.
And what, I'm supposed to be able to do stuff like that someday?
Someday very soon. If you focus and understand it. The strings are pliable, Jesse. And you can ply them. You really want to keep Caroline safe?
She's going to look at him intensely.
You can stack the deck in her favor.
Expression eases.
Just remember, there are consequences.
Like what? Like paradox?
Like paradox. But also, if you alter the web of fate in a reckless manner, you never know where the branches will lead. What that man did, cursing that guy for being a dick, no telling how that came back to him.
Fate. Oh, so what? Karma's real?
In a manner of speaking.
Okay.
Think of it this way. Fate is a pond. When you throw stones in the pond, you make ripples. Truly understanding entropy allows you to bend the ripples. But that doesn't mean you control them all. And some of them go in places you may not expect. You may save one life and doom another. Curse one enemy and inadvertently make another enemy stronger. My point, Jesse, isn't that you should be afraid of bending fate. Just careful and thoughtful.
She's gonna look back out and pause for a second. You think Vinny was Ma's karma? For rigging the game for the stability of our family?
Maybe. It's above my pay grade. But maybe. Or maybe. It's as simple as because your family was so successful, someone else was not. Doesn't always have to be dramatic.
That's not what I can see so far.
It can be as simple as a leaf falling in a certain place in the forest. And the presence or absence of that leaf being the thing that decides if that forest burns or not when it gets struck by lightning. Tiny things. Or the grand strings of fate that decide the fate of the whole universe. Could well be you're in the predicament that you are now because someone plucked a little too hard on one.
Hmm.
Who knows? So, one more stop. Ready?
Yeah, as ready as I'm ever gonna be.
Alright.
I ain't been ready for shit for the last, like, 6 fucking months.
As the last couple words come out of your mouth, you find yourself sitting back on the stump again. And he's sitting on the stump in front of you. And it becomes fairly clear at that point that you never actually got up from the stump in the first place. And that was all in your head. All right.
It tracks.
For real this time.
Mm-hmm.
Come with me.
Yeah.
And he walks into the forest, staying as his human form, not going back to being a wolf. And leads you deeper in. Through fairly familiar environs. Until you get to somewhere that is very different. And you see in front of you the threshold where you made your little deal with the wild. As promised, it hasn't grown. But what's going on inside has intensified since you saw it last. The forces of primordial chaotic change are at work. There are trees growing upside down. Animals mutated in myriad bizarre ways. Some functional, like normal squirrels that suddenly have the appendages to soar across the sky like flying squirrels. Some just weird, like a turtle with extra sets of eyes for some reason.
Jesus, I... Did I do this?
Not really. This was... Well, you kept it here.
Well, yeah. I had to.
Without that... Well... There'd probably be three-headed squirrels rampaging through Kirkland by now. And this is the other side of entropy. The triad. Worm, Weaver, and Wild.
Yeah, I know a little bit about it. I know more about the fucking worms than I want to.
And I'm sure you'll learn more about the Weaver in time. But it's the Wild that's always called to you.
That's what Ma always said. Wait.
Yeah?
So she... Okay, Jesus fucking Christ. See, this is weird. It would have been nice to have... She... When she said it, I thought she meant, like, you know, I'm a wild kid. I didn't think she was actually trying to fucking hint that the wild is calling me.
Is there a reason you haven't just asked?
What? Who asked who?
Your mother. She's you know dead. Your friends can make that happen.
Yeah, but they already deal with so much of my fucking shit, and the last time we tried to talk to Ma, she and Pa were stuck ballroom dancing in a bedroom upstairs in the lake house. Like, I'm not trying to break what's left of them, and I'm not trying to accidentally fucking have Naomi backfire a spell checking on my parents and accidentally fucking send her into one of her little, where the stuff shuts off and fuck up HP's whole scene. It feels like more trouble than it's worth.
Maybe. Or that's the fear talking.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm a coward.
Plenty of evidence to the contrary on that one, Jesse. Being scared to know something and being a coward aren't necessarily the same. At least they don't have to be.
Yeah, well, Mom might have been alive if I hadn't ran, so.
Or you'd be dead, too. Or worse. He might have pushed you to end up like him. Anyway. He kind of points into the tree line. Take a close look. Tell me what you see. Perception alertness, diff 8.
Perception alertness, diff 8. Did you mean diff 6?
You.
Did you see those tins? six successes.
Okay. That tree just moved.
Oh, what the fuck?
It was rooted in one spot, and then it got up, unrooted, moved a few feet to the right, and then rerooted. And is swaying in the wrong direction. Like there's wind blowing, and it should be swaying from west to east and back. But it's not. It's swaying north to south.
This is going to look around for mind mages. Or not mind mages. Well, mind mages and life mages. I meant to say life mages. But she's going to like look around to see if this is like fucking Lachlan doing something.
Nikolai's actually going to laugh. Nope. Not that. Just the wild. And you look a little closer and can see the web of fate strung all through this threshold as well. And there's about a half a dozen of these trees that seem bound to each other in some kind of way. And the longer you look, the more you can see them moving around, just rearranging themselves from time to time. Walking trees.
Yeah, that's not the weirdest thing I've seen recently. Do you know dragons are real?
Oh, yes.
Shit's wild. Anyway, why are they fucking doing this?
Because they can.
You know what? Fair enough.
How would you feel if I told you you could control them? Direct them?
Confused expression.
I mean, I don't really do tree magic. That's more my boyfriend.
Ah. And that is where the true nature of entropy comes into view. Because it's in everything. Apply entropy the right way, and you have a back door to all kinds of magic that was otherwise out of view. Like this. Like the wild. Try it. Think of something you want one of these trees to do. And will it make it so?
Give me 2 seconds.
Yep.
Hey, baby. No, that's mommy's chair. You can sit with mommy, though.
Potato.
Yeah, we have a new spectator. You want to say hi? Say hello?
Okay. Well, she is going to try to will one of the trees to stop moving. Because she doesn't understand why they're moving.
Yeah.
She's like, that sounds like a lot of pointless effort. Why don't you just not do that?
All right.
Oh, honey. I think she's ready to nap.
E-potato.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a... correspondence, or not correspondence, a entropy 3 roll. RTA.
Okay. Six.
Stitch.
Pyramids, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Incredible. No notes.
Sorry, hold on, I'll be right back.
Yep, you're good, go ahead.
You want to go talk to mommy's friends? You want to go talk in the microphone?
Bees.
Can you say hi? She did go over. She is over there now. She can't hear you because the headset is on, but she did go over to the microphone and like look at it. So.
Tell her we said hi.
Really, all of mommy's friends say hello. Not four. Four, six. Good job. Two, four, six.
Oh my god.
Three,
yeah.
Four, can I
peanut butter?
Yeah,
peanut butter.
Here's some dinosaurs. Do you love them?
Okay. Can you repeat the last thing that you said?
Mostly just laughing about your stitch roll. The tree moves closer to you.
It's not what I asked for, but okay. Should I roll again? She doesn't like that. She's gonna try again. 7-4-2.
And what is your focus here?
So her focus for entropy so far has been more of, because it's only been sensing things and applied to, seeing forward in time. It has been, like intuition, or like a gut feeling. Entropy has been like a feeling for her and less of, I don't know. Is will a focus?
Could be, or it could be that Jesse needs a new way of interacting with entropy. Because now, instead of just being an observer, you are actively moving the strings of fate.
Hold up. Oh.
This is about to be very Jesse flavored. I can already feel it.
Okay, so this is Elaine being an idiot, okay? So, like, fucking buckle up. So, is there a string of fate connecting me to the tree that I'm interacting with right now?
There is now.
Can I turn it into a lasso?
Fucking wild. Okay.
And, we're gonna, sorry, I can't think of any word other than wrangle. We're gonna fucking wrangle this tree. Fucking fishing would make more sense, but actually, you know what? That's actually a really good point. But I don't have a pole and she's not gonna think to make it a fake pole. She's just gonna use the string. So yeah, we're gonna lasso this tree, and once that the string of fate gets around it, she's gonna like pull it tighter, while not necessarily like pulling the tree tighter, just like tightening the actual like loop that's on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to pluck the string between them, and she's gonna say, "Fucking stop."
Okay. Roll me an Arte now.
Four, five, nine.
Okay. It comes to a halt. And then the other five trees move towards it.
You fucks can stop too.
Are they connected to that tree that I am connected to?
They are.
Can I pluck the string that I have attached to the one tree a number of times for each of the trees moving toward it and send out fucking stop to those two?
You can certainly try.
I would like to try. 9, 10, 9. Three.
Okay. They all come to a stop.
He's gonna look at Nikolai.
See what I mean about ripples in the pond? One stopped and the others moved. Now you're acting on the pond itself. Truly mastering entropy will allow you to direct the fate of everything and everyone . Masters in the field can determine the fate of entire worlds. But for you, wielding influence on this little world around you is well within your reach. With enough study and understanding, you can bend the primal forces of the universe like the wild. It's weird and it's confusing, but to master entropy, you could be the most capable in this whole group of misfits of yours.
Do you think so? I mean, I know I do stuff different.
But... imagine a battle where you can simply decide where arrows are going to fall. Or decide when an enemy's weapon will break and make it happen.
Yeah, okay. I think I can work with that. I hope I can work with that.
You've already begun.
Yeah, okay. I can and keep my family safe. And keep my friends safe. Yeah, okay. Thank you. This is a good thing. Thank you. Yeah. It's gonna be good.
Not bad for getting led into the wolf by some, or led into the woods by some asshole of a wolf, right?
Yeah, well, she's gonna like give him like a playful smirk and a nudge. Yeah, ain't so bad now. I guess it's okay that you taking up residence in my head.
Well,
speaking of which, it's probably getting pretty fucking cramped up there.
In a manner of speaking.
Hey, actually, since I got you here. You mother?
Oh, remember that whole thing about above my pay grade?
Okay, but come on, do you know anything? Come on, this is our shared vessel, my guy.
Well, I did notice, and maybe you did too, she wasn't too pleased with you the last time you were here.
Yeah.
If she doesn't really like you playing with the forces of the wild, could it be...
was she fucking wormy too?
He shrugs. That might follow.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I guess that's more than nothing.
I'm not here to tell you what to do, Jesse. Just point you in the right direction. If this mother is the route you'd like to take,
if I'm being real, she scared the shit out of me.
Another shrug. Well, maybe there's another path waiting to present itself.
Yeah, I hope so.
Who knows?
I'm going to find out.
Good. If you're going to ask questions and challenge things, then just maybe whatever it is she doesn't want you to know is exactly the thing that you need to know. Maybe this, he kind of gestures broadly at the woods and the six trees who are now wandering back further into the woods away from you. Maybe this isn't random at all. And it's just what you needed. Maybe it was fated.
You know, I never really believed in fate. And now I get to control it. This is fucking stupid. I'll be responsible, I guess.
Say, you like playing cards?
Fucking kinda. You got a deck?
He does an extremely elaborate shuffle trick with a deck of cards that just came from who fucking knows where.
He's not going to ask questions.
Let's play a game.
What's your game of choice?
Texas Hold'em. And he walks back over to the stumps, takes a seat, and passes you the deck of cards.
Now, okay. She takes it and shuffles, like, passively while he's talking.
Now, remember this. And our lesson is complete. Entropy is in all things. A deck of cards isn't a fixed thing. It's a cloud of probabilities. And if you want, you can make it give you exactly the hand you want. So deal.
She deals.
And that is the end of our seeking.
Ooh. Did I win?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did I win?
I think that's up to your entropy roll on whether or not you win that hand of cards.
Yeah. Give me a give me an entropy 4 roll.
Oh, okay, hold up. 10, 8, 5, 3.
10, 8, 5, 3.
And let me re-roll the 10, 6.
Okay. 3 successes to rig a hand of cards is plenty.
Wait. Hold on. Is my diff increased by 2 for Rotten Liar? I know I still got a 10 and an 8 about it, but is it 2 or 3 successes?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Like, that's... Jesse's not going to be good at this.
It probably would actually apply to that, but still, 2 successes to rig 1 hand of cards would not be out of touch. All right.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully, okay. Both Jesse and Elaine understand entropy a little bit better.
A little bit, yeah.
Fucking wild.
So now that I am Arate 4 and I have Entropy 4, can I purchase Time 4? I have 41 experience.
You can, with the caveat of story justification.
She's been looking through time a lot.
She's been looking through time a lot.
And speeding and slowing it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
She has been using, like, liberal amounts of time three.
Yeah. I would say that probably the next... Taking the next step probably involves a conversation with Allison.
Okay, see, I was actually going to... I was going to ask if you wanted a scene about it, because I can, have an idea of what could be her breakthrough moment. But I thought it was going to be with Lachlan and involving an anchor in the timeline.
Could be that, but it would probably be Allison that teaches her how to do that, because Allison is time four.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Ooh. Well, it's a good thing that Allison is my bestie.
And she's even here right now.
Yes, she is. In my house. Amazing. Go T. Okay, so do you want me